President Donald Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship is getting some quick pushback in the form of lawsuits by blue states and civil rights organizations.
I have one message for President Trump. I'll see you in court.
Bonta is California's attorney general. He's filed a lawsuit in a federal court in Massachusetts challenging Trump's executive order. Also joining in the lawsuit, 17 other state attorneys general from Democratic-led states, along with the District of Columbia and the City of San Francisco. Bonta calls Trump's order blatantly unconstitutional and, quite frankly, un-American.
In one fell swoop, he stripped the constitutional right to citizenship for children who will be born on U.S. soil, regardless of their parents' immigration status. The president chose to start his second term by knocking down one of our country's foundational, long-standing rights and disregarding our nation's governing document. A terrifying tone to set for the rest of his term.
Birthright citizenship is written into the U.S. Constitution in the 14th Amendment, which reads in part, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. That amendment was enacted after the Civil War in the wake of one of the most notorious Supreme Court decisions, the Dred Scott case, which had denied birthright citizenship to the descendants of slaves. The right was affirmed by the Supreme Court a century ago in a case involving a Chinese American born in San Francisco who was denied entry after a visit to China. He won the case, and that's been legal precedent ever since. San Francisco City Attorney David Chu noted the San Francisco connection. He calls Trump's action a ruthless attack on newborns and future generations.
To deny some children the basic rights that other children in our country have will create a permanent, multi-generational underclass of those who will have been born in our country but will never have lived anywhere else and be effectively stateless. These children will not be able to naturalize or obtain citizenship from another country. They will live under constant threat of deportation. And as they age, they won't be able to work lawfully or vote. They will have limited ability to travel and will be challenged in accessing health care.
He says San Francisco could also lose some federal funding for programs like the CalWORKs welfare program and CalFresh food benefits. Trump's order would affect more than 150,000 babies born in the U.S. each year and some 20,000 in California if the mother is in the U.S. illegally or temporarily and if the father is not a citizen or permanent legal resident. Attorney General Bonta says the executive order violates the Constitution, the Immigration and Naturalization Act, and also flouts 125 years of Supreme Court precedent.
The questions around birthright citizenship have been asked and answered. This is settled. This is established. Resolved in the highest court of the land, the U.S. Supreme Court. This is done and dusted. This is decided. Birthright citizenship should not be up for debate. Of course, to Trump, law and order, judicial precedents, constitutional rights have little bearing.
Trump's executive order is scheduled to go into effect on February 19th. The lawsuit asks the court for an injunction blocking it while the case is litigated. Bonta says his team at the California Department of Justice is also monitoring other actions by Trump to make sure they comply with the law and the Constitution.
If they act lawfully, there's absolutely nothing for us to do. And honestly, I hope for that. Not a lot to ask for your president to act lawfully.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.